Meditation begins when we are having an abiding place beyond the mind. That is the beginning, the entry into the dimension of meditation. Abiding place beyond the mind, which is the construct of the personal human self based on thoughts and emotions, and if we go deeper, based on the sense of me. Since humans are so fundamentally unconscious, they cannot extract their sense of me from psychological movement. It's so locked in the mind that cannot be separated. Only when we separate that sense of me, at least that we can touch that sense of me in separation from the mind, we can recognize the root problem of our human existence, the essence of separation, the essence of not having an abiding place in reality, the essence of suffering. That me, which has no place to be, but through thoughts, through perceptions, all these so-called meditation schools, techniques, they perpetuate this ignorance by trying to give this me something to do instead of transcending that fundamental problem by opening that abiding place in which me can rest, can be connected to something universal, to something that stands at the core of its existence. To have abiding place beyond mind, in different words, is to have connection to the universal, that energy, that consciousness of I am, is not personal. It becomes, in a manner of speaking, personalized when me merges with that energy, which we call embodying, when me embodies the impersonal energy of I am, this is what we call realization or awakening of the soul. The soul is nothing else but the meeting between pure me and the impersonal energy of I am. When we say that most human beings do not have a soul, it simply means that they have no access to I am. The universal energy of I am is not present within their existence, first, and second, they do not have the pure me. These two fundamental ingredients are missing for the soul to become the soul. One of the elements of our practice is to relocate ourselves in existence by moving to that place beyond mind. Not experiencing something which is beyond thoughts, but actually moving to that dimension, beginning to live in it. Without that relocation of our sense of self, from the subconscious reality, mind, forgetfulness, personality, to that space of pure subjectivity, without that relocation, there's no meditation, there's no spiritual path, there's just nothing. You live in the inner realm, in the consciousness of I am. That is the fundamental reality. That is simply a fact. Only then, when you live unconditionally, in an unbroken way, in that plane, only then you extend your existence by connecting to creation, to the world. You begin to live in the outer reality as well. You live in the outer reality only because you live in the inner reality. If you do not live in the inner reality, neither you are living in the outer reality. You are like a walking corpse, the subconscious self, a pitiful, fragmented self that seems to be living, but is dying, that relocation of our sense of self to the inner dimension has to be absolute. There are obviously levels to our entry into the inner dimension, but from the very beginning, it should be absolute, which is from awakening of consciousness. There's no wavering, there's no being in between. One has to step in and never leave. After pure consciousness is awakened, established, the proper equilibrium has to be reached between that consciousness and conscious and subconscious me. For that equilibrium to be reached, me has to be in a state of surrender to consciousness. This equilibrium means that the mind becomes a natural, transparent extension of consciousness and not a contradictory force to our pure nature. The mind is not able to create something on top of pure consciousness, which is not pure. Each moment the mind arises, each moment the subconscious and conscious me manifest, because there is enough surrender to consciousness, They are being emptied from its content, from the psychological content. And psychological content always follows an energetic content. This is how all these subconscious energies are being created in the head. So, thinking and surrendering to our fundamental consciousness should be simultaneous for the equilibrium to be maintained. First, it requires certain discipline, but eventually it becomes a natural state. For that surrender to be fully actualized, embraced, digested, we must become one, awaken that very one who is reaching unity with consciousness, who can embody the state of surrender, our fundamental me, the pure me, that which is not conscious me, not subconscious me, that which is not an observer, but much more subtle, much more intimate to our existence. That one is non-existing unless awakened. That one is the missing link, the bridge between the human self, the conscious me, and the universal reality. Awakening to pure me, realizing this deepest intimacy with our core identity. Understanding of that one, and based on that, mastering the art of surrender is the subject of this retreat. We become one with our consciousness. Which simply means that our me surrenders to it deeper until the duality between me and consciousness is being merged. We check the quality of our consciousness. Does it have a strength? Is it transparent? Is it clear? Is it rooted? We check the relationship between our consciousness and our mental reality. Are there mental energies present? Are they present just on the surface? Are they pulling us away from abidance in consciousness? In both cases, we attempt to dissolve them through empowering the light of I Am. In the correct state, there are no mental energies. The whole space is empty, restful, and transparent. Just being one with consciousness. And being one with the process of constant surrendering to that consciousness. Which is not a contradiction. Because even in the state of unity with consciousness, there's a subtle duality between me and I Am, which ideally should not create a split, but is fundamental to the dynamics of human consciousness. It is through that subtle duality that consciousness is alive and intelligence can operate. But that duality should be experienced in a state of unity, meaning that me is no longer experiencing itself outside of pure consciousness, but inside of it. pure me is leading a dual life. It is constantly surrendering. Pure consciousness, to the beyond. And is open to creation. It is bridging pure consciousness with the dimensions of subconscious and conscious me. When you sit in meditation and the space of consciousness is open, energetically present, meaning you have a place to abide, the first thing you experience is the impersonal energy. When one is not awakened existentially, this impersonal energy can be objectified. Not understood. Which is usually the cause of the main confusion after awakening of pure consciousness, at least energetically. If one is not awakened to pure me, the next thing that one can recognize is the presence of conscious me. If one is relatively present, the observer, that is either drawn to thinking or is trying to create some kind of a relationship with that open space of consciousness. And this relationship is always imperfect because the observer cannot merge with that consciousness, is always outside of it. That's why many seekers, they are longing to pacify or to get rid of or to suspend the observer. But at this stage, it cannot be done only by artificial means, going into different mystical states. It cannot be done because the link is missing. What is missing is the one who can become one with consciousness. As you rest in space of consciousness, just being there, not observing it. The next thing you can recognize is a subtle sense of knowing. This pure knowing, inherent to resting in consciousness, is of pure me. That pure knowing is in fact pure me. This pure knowing cannot manifest unless there is an abiding place, which is consciousness of I am. Pure me cannot come into existence without first awakening of I am. I am can awaken without pure me, but pure me cannot awaken without I am.